My name is Chuck Ippel, and this is about my dad. He passed away a few years ago at the age of 96. Lois sent me an email. I was in Orcas Island helping my daughter a month ago, and she asked me if I would do this, and I started laughing, and my daughter said, "What are you laughing about, Dad?" I said, "Man, you want me to go up in front of church and say something about a saint?" And then she said, "Why don't you talk about Grandpa? You're always talking about Dad." And I said, "But honey, I'm not a speaker." And she said, "Go for it." So I got home and I called, or I texted Lois, and I said, "You know, I'll do that." And then she wrote back. She said, "You know, you're going to have a song for your dad too." And I said, "Well, you know, one of my dad's favorite songs is Hail to the Victors." And I said, "I don't know if that's going to work." So anyway, this is about Dad. You know, my dad was a saint, but did I appreciate him? You know, we were brought up in a strict Christian Reformed family, and my dad was a Calvin teacher, and he was an elder at church, and he was a Sunday school teacher, and he occasionally taught catechism, and this all bothered me. It really did. I mean, everybody said, "Oh, you're Henry's son. I never heard Chuck. You're always Henry and Marion's son." And it really, my relationship with my dad for a long time was hard. It just bothered me that he spent so much time with church activities, with Calvin activities, and not enough time for Chuck to go watch his sporting events or do things that I wanted to do. I was not the easiest child, I think, to be brought up. I was sort of mischief. And I remember Dad, when I got in trouble, I wish he would have yelled at me, but he would sit there and talk to me and give me scripture and make me feel so low that I was never going to see heaven. And my Catholic friends, all they did was go to Mass on Wednesday to prepare a confession and say it to the priest, and they went home happy. And so I tried to adjust to that. Our Sundays were awful, I felt. We had to go to church. We listened to children's Bible hour. We ate. Then we had to learn catechism. And then we went to church again. And then on Monday after church or after school, we would go to catechism. And occasionally Reverend DeMott would be sick, or my dad would be there, and I would try to sneak in the back. And he put me in the front row. And I had all the answers written on my hand. And anyway, it was hard. So anyway, I think my relationship started really growing with Dad as I got older. His philosophy in life was not so much Bible toting, but to be a Christian by your love. And Dad used this example everywhere he went, and Mom too. And Dad would always be helping those outside the church, those outside of our family, people that have lost siblings and parents, and he was just a giver, and he was a devoted man of Christ, and his main theme was to pray and to lay it in God's hands. And it was always hard, and it still is hard for me to do that, I'll admit. My faith, I think that's why I really appreciated Dad when he was always there, because my faith has always gone up and down. I question God all the time. Why do some of my children have depression? Why do my friends lose children? Why do divorces happen? Why does the church treat each other sad? And so I get really angry with God in trying to figure this whole thing out. And I think it's going to be I think it's going to go that way till the end when I go to meet Jesus, which I look forward to someday. One of the persons Dad used to pray for all the time, and I didn't know her at all, and he would be praying for this Calvin College girl that got hurt, and she got hit twice, I guess, in the parking lot, and he said she wasn't supposed to live, and I really didn't think much of it. And much later in life, she and I got acquainted, and we got married. And so so it was sort of, God does answer prayers. I went through a really hard divorce, and Dad was, and Mom, they were both such warriors with the prayers, and I would call Dad at 2 or 3 in the morning, just so frustrated and trying to make these deals with God to make things work, and he would meet me at Denny's or Wolfgang's at 2 or 3 in the morning, and we'd have coffee, and he'd read a little scripture, but we'd pray, and we would share our, he would share some of the sorrows that he had in his own life, and he would just be there supportive for me, and I just so appreciated that. He just kept showing his love, and I try to show that with my children and my grandchildren. Sherry and I have, together we have 7 children and 20 grandchildren, and our prayers are that they know the Lord, and so far, it's a long journey and it's not there yet. But Dad said, just put it in God's hands and he will take care of it, and we trust that that will happen. My dad was my best friend, and it took a long time. And after Mom passed away, Dad didn't think he would make it, but he was just a person of glory, and he just reflected his love for everyone. We would go through Raybrook, and he would help push walkers, and he would just be kind to everyone that had problems, and he would just touch everybody's lives. So it was just a joy to be around Dad and to see him. I remember we would take walks around Raybrook, and we would sit on these benches, and we would look at the trees, and they were just, as Karen would describe it this morning, they were just so beautiful, and Dad would just say how great God is. And it was so true. All the frustration I have, and today I just think about what Dad would say. Most of us would always remember the saying, what would Jesus do? And I still do this, I say, well, what would Mom and Dad do? God has never really said love to me. He shows his love. My dad never said he loved me, but he always showed it with his affection and his kindness and his acceptance for where I was walking on my journey. When my dad passed away, a few days before he passed away, each of us children went up and talked to Dad, and I had a few questions for Dad, and I said, Dad, do you have any regrets in life? And he said, one of the regrets is that I brought you kids up, that everything was so black and white. He said, it's not, Chuck. It's not black and white. And he said, I was taught that way. And he said, I try to teach you kids that, but God is so open. And I said, what about our children, our grandchildren? He said, Chuck, too, I told you the gates are small. The gate is so wide. God is so loving. He is waiting. He doesn't even care if you don't love him. He loves you, and he will be there for you. And then about heaven, Dad, what are we going to do in heaven? He said, it's just going to be a lot of surprises. And I guess I appreciate that because I want to see each one of you there along with myself. And in closing, my dad is probably right. He is not the saint. The saint behind my dad was my mom. She was the prayer warrior all this time. She was the one that uplifted Dad. She taught Dad so many things, and she was always so accepting. And so I just wanted to say, Mom and Dad, you are my saints, and I hope as a Christian I can reflect that role model to my children and grandchildren. You really want it bad for your kids. You know, I think Dad wanted it bad for me, too, and I went a hard way for him. I gave him a hard time, but you can smile, Dad.